AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's son Hunter made an appearance as a House committee took a first step to hold him in contempt of Congress. The Oversight Committee wanted private testimony from Hunter Biden as part of an impeachment inquiry of the president. The younger Biden wants to testify in public. Nancy Mace is a South Carolina Republican.
Hunter Biden should be held completely in contempt. I think he should be hauled off to jail right now.
Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz says public testimony won't advance the Republicans' message.
The majority of my colleagues over there, including the chairman, don't want to hear from the witness with the American people watching.
It's the latest step for the inquiry, which began in September, but has so far failed to uncover evidence directly implicating the president in any wrongdoing involving his son's business dealings. Hunter Biden didn't speak, but his lawyer, Abby Lowell, says his client is ready to speak in public.
The question there is, what are they afraid of?
If the contempt resolutions are approved as expected, they will go to the full House for consideration. Officials in Somalia say Al-Shabaab extremist killed one person, captured five others on a United Nations helicopter that made an emergency landing in an area controlled by the fighters. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas about reforming his government as Blinken sought to rally the region behind post-war plans in Gaza.
There's a real sense of urgency. I'm feeling that from countries around the region. And we, the United States, will continue to be very actively engaged in trying to move things forward.
A judge has rescinded permission for former President Donald Trump to give his own closing argument at his civil fraud trial in New York. The ex-husband of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert was arrested on misdemeanor charges stemming from an apparent altercation with her at a Colorado restaurant. Authorities would not say whether Lauren Boebert could also face charges. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A new report says for the IRS, backlogs and identity theft are still problems.
The IRS is still too slow to process amended tax returns, answer taxpayer phone calls, and resolve identity theft cases. That's according to an independent watchdog within the agency. The organization sent a report to Congress Wednesday that the backlog of unprocessed amended returns has quadrupled from 500,000 in 2019 to almost 2 million in October last year. And taxpayer correspondence and related cases more than doubled over the same period from almost 2 million to 4.3 million. The report comes shortly after the IRS announced that the 2024 filing season begins January 29th. I'm Julie Walker.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is meeting with students at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire to discuss anti-Semitism and Islamophobia on college campuses. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.